This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. While Americans fix their gaze on the would-be presidents who would take over the White House in 2009, the current president still has to go to work every day. This week, that work took President Bush to the Middle East for a week-long tour. Bush landed in Israel today, his first visit to the U.S. ally since he took office in 2001. After intentionally steering clear of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian territories, Bush is hoping now to restart the peace process there and get closer to creating a Palestinian state. That was the goal articulated in the U.S.-sponsored roadmap. Bush spoke to reporters in the Rose Garden yesterday before his trip.
It's important to lay out a vision in order for there to be a Palestinian state once roadmap obligations are met.
Bush will also spend a lot of time in the Arab Gulf states during this trip, especially in states that have helped the U.S. with the war in Iraq. On the agenda will also be Iran. Here's the president.
Iran was a threat. Iran is a threat. And Iran will continue to be a threat if they are allowed to learn how to enrich uranium.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran rose this week after a naval confrontation in the Persian Gulf, during which American commanders say Iranian boats threatened to destroy them. Yesterday, the Pentagon released a four-minute video that showed small Iranian boats swarming around U.S. warships in the Gulf and audio of those threats. The Iranian vessels disappeared before the American warships were about to fire. President Bush called it a provocative act by Iran. Stay with us. We'll dig a little deeper into this in the next newscast. The son of slain Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto yesterday called for a UN investigation into his mother's death. Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, a 19-year-old Oxford student, held a press conference in London yesterday. He blamed Pakistani authorities for not doing enough to protect his mother, and he said he didn't trust them to solve her murder. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has refuted these claims, and he's asked for help in the investigation from Scotland Yard. It was Zardari's first major press conference since taking over his mother's role as head of the Pakistan People's Party. His father, Asif Ali Zardari, will run the party while his son finishes his studies. Meanwhile, Pakistan is still reeling in the aftermath of Bhutto's assassination. Besides the political instability, the BBC is reporting that Pakistan has been hit hard by a flour shortage. Reports say people are standing in long lines at state-run shops around the country waiting for flour, which is in short supply. Pakistan's government says it has no lack of wheat supplies and blames distribution, rather, and hoarders. Flour ran short in Pakistan when many areas saw rioting after Bhutto's death. Officials say people began hoarding wheat flour at that point. They also blame the crisis on smugglers. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Daniel.
Thanks, Rachel.